This is Thanksgiving Sunday, and thank you so much for giving generously to God's work here and around the world. We'll have a chance to ask questions and look at things in more detail at our annual meeting in April. But today is Thanksgiving Sunday, to give thanks. Give thanks to God as well. And to reassess our giving. The Bible passage today is a little different from the series we've been doing through the Gospel of John. And it's from the book of Acts, that bit that's just been read to us, the first reading. Acts chapter 6. It's page 128 in the New Testament section of the Church Bibles. And in the middle of all of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ and reaching out to help people in all sorts of ways, and caring for one another in all sorts of circumstances, we get this little section at the beginning of Acts chapter 6, which is really admin, reorganization. The early church had a problem of organization. They are helping more and more widows. Of course, there were no state pensions then. And so the church family was the place where widows turned for enough to sustain them, food and stuff. It was like a food bank. And the organization problem had become a pastoral problem, which was causing unrest among church members. Can you see chapter 6, verse 1? Now, during those days, when the disciples were increasing in number, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of food. It was a tension with a sort of racial undertone, because the churches included people of different race, Jewish people called Hebrews here, and Gentile people, or sometimes called Greeks, or here they're called Hellenists. The Hellenists were saying that the Hebrews were being favored in the distribution of food and that they were being left out. Well, whether it was true or not, or how much it was true or not, the leaders realized it needed tackling. Good churches try not to let problems fester. Try and tackle issues in a caring, compassionate, faithful way. So the leaders called a meeting, verse 2, and the 12 called together the whole community of the disciples and said, "It's not right that we should neglect the word of God in order to wait on tables. Therefore, friends, select from among yourselves 7 men of good standing, full of the Spirit, of wisdom, whom we may appoint to this task, while we, for our part, will devote ourselves to prayer and to serving the word." So, maybe that's a surprise to you, but the proposal is very clearly thought out and rigorous in keeping the church focused on its main goals. And in particular, the 12 needed to devote their time to the stuff that they needed to do well, prayer and serving the word, ministry of the word, and that others needed to devote time to sorting out this administrative problem that had become a pastoral problem. And it is good when churches stick to their main goals and enable things to happen well that need to happen well. Yeah, the main goal for the disciples, the word of God being taught and spread, and prayer. It's really important to the early church as an organization that ministers of the word spend as much time as possible doing ministry of the word and prayer. Similarly, in our church, we need ministers of the word, clergy, readers, youth leaders, children's leaders, home group leaders, doing the same. And that means that we need other people doing their service well as well. and important things like admin in order for the whole church to grow and thrive as it should. And sometimes things come to a head and the church needs to reorganize. That's where they were up to in Acts chapter 6. And they did it in verses 5 and 6. The response of the people was this. What the apostles said pleased the whole community. So they chose Stephen and a load of others. And they had these men stand before the apostles who prayed and laid their hands on them. Reorganization for the distributions for widows, appointing the right people to sort it out, people who weren't doing the ministry of the word, meant that the whole work of the church stayed on track. And that's what it says in verse 7. The word of God continued to spread, the number of disciples increased greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. Well, in an admin sense, in the last year, things have reached a bit of a head for us. Our admin tasks have multiplied. This is true. We're facing a challenge with regard to the work in finance, treasurership and all that. And it's particularly true in things like GDPR, data protection, HR, employment stuff, H&S, health and safety, and a fair bit more, where we've reached a crunch. And to give an example, the government makes me responsible for all the fire safety stuff. But if we're to function well as a church, I need to stick largely to ministry of the word and prayer and supervising others doing the same. So this thing has been building up for a while, and particularly some very able members of the congregation who've been doing these other tasks have stepped back from these roles because legislation from the government is making them ever more demanding. It's reached a head. And so the PCC recently appointed a half-time operations manager, Hannah Brackenbury. Is Hannah here? Hey, stand up and give us a wave. In case you don't know Hannah, there she is. Just started a week ago as our half-time operations manager. Thank you very much, Hannah. Left her work as a paid school librarian and started paid work with us, helping us with all those things, with all those letters and a lot more, so that others of us can do more of what we're called to do in order for the whole church to flourish. Obviously, this costs money. It's just one reason, among many others, why we ask you to consider your giving to the work of St. George's here and around the world. Most Sundays we don't mention giving, but once a year we need to address how we provide for the work of God to go forward. Today is that day. So please respond if you are one of God's people, willing, able, and faithful. And to help the response, we've given out this white sheet. Did everyone receive one of these when they came in? Turn to it now if you would. There should be an information sheet on the outside and then details in a response sheet on the inside. Is that right? Have you got two sheets, one within the other? All right, some people have got two, some people have got one. Who hasn't got the insert? Hands up if you haven't got the insert. How many? Just one. Could you get that on the way out? That'd be great. Thank you. Well, the main one, the outer one, is the one with some of our plans and priorities this year and some of the numbers from last year. And then the insert is a sort of response form. Bank details for those wishing to renew or for the first time do standing orders, direct debits or BACS payments. A gift aid form for those who haven't filled one of those in for tax efficient giving. And a sort of planned giving response form to help us think it through if that's helpful for you. So that we can reassess where we're up to. in order to give generously, faithfully, realistically as God's people. Now look at the main one again, if you would. Obviously, we have our continuing work and witness, but there are six particular issues, sort of extras, which we're addressing this coming year. The six are a list on the front in bold, and then as you turn over on page two, there's a little explanation of each of the six. One is a focus on pastoral care for all of us after Easter. That's one of our main aims this year, in order to build up the discipleship of our church congregations. And then there's a project for lighting in the church hall. The new chairs have arrived. If you haven't seen them already, I think you should see them afterwards. Over and so that project is complete, and we're moving on to a project to improve the lighting in the church hall, which really is not very flexible, nor is it helpfully atmospheric. And also, it's not there's not enough light in the foyer when it's dark. So we hope to do that work in the autumn. And then I've mentioned the big adjustment we have to make with regards to giving arrangements and finance team. And although I'm very grateful to the two treasurers we have at the moment, I don't think we're out of the woods on this. There's stuff in the air that we need to address. It's partly because we're replacing Eileen, who's been such a good treasurer and so hard-working on our behalf. And also that we need to update our systems and processes for a 21st century approach to banking and payments. All of this is not straightforward, and we need help. Also, now that Joe, the youth and schools worker, has settled in, doing a great job, we need to invest resources in supporting him and all the others involved in building up our vital youth and children's work, Sundays, midweek clubs, work in schools, and I'm pleased that Joe has arranged the first weekend away, youth weekend away, that we've had in this church for a long time. And we want to have the resources to encourage and resource that. And we also give a large amount to supporting Christian ministries, which spread the gospel and help the needy, locally, regionally, nationally, and worldwide. You can see that the amount was at least £27,000 that we gave to others last year from the giving that came to us. The PCC is very keen to tithe as a way of encouraging all of us to tithe our giving. We've been really encouraged to see a happy fellowship develop at St. Martin's in recent years, but we need to restart the leadership and the oversight of St. Martin's, make good plans. So there are seven areas which are on top of everything else, which is part of our regular work of teaching, fellowship, prayer and evangelism, and we ask your faithful giving to help us forward in all of this. Also in the sheet, bottom left as you open it out, is a word on bequests. Please do tithe in your will as well as from your income. And there on the right-hand side, a ballpark estimate of last year's finances. Main areas of expenditure, main sources of income. I think it was the first deficit we've had for over a decade. Partly because we've done quite a lot of extra things in expenditure, but also because we want to encourage our growth going forward. The accounts will be finished and ready for the annual meeting. Please notice in the main sources of income how the largest part by far of our giving income is now standing orders and direct debits and the tax reclaimed as gift aid. They are essential. So if you don't give by direct debit or standing order and would be willing to consider it, please do. We found that to be really helpful. And the form there is to fill in. If you want to fill it in and then put it in the post box, the red post box in the corner, if this is the right time for you to reconsider your giving. There's also at the bottom there a message regarding phase three, and a big thank you to the treasurers and the whole finance team. And every encouragement to take giving seriously, as it's a vital part of being a disciple of Jesus Christ and a member of his church. And we want to help one another do it well for the sake of Jesus' name. The early church had times where they needed to sort things in order for the work to go forward, and so do we today. I wondered if you'd stand for a little statement and something regarding the events in New Zealand on Friday. Please stand. We want to express our heartfelt solidarity with those people who were suddenly and so viciously attacked while worshipping in their mosques last week. And Jean and I have a particular place in our hearts for the people of Christchurch, New Zealand, as I was a locum vicar for an Anglican church in Christchurch for 4 months in 1999. And that church is very close to where the serial murderer was apprehended on Friday. And as Christians, our sympathy is magnified because we have so many brothers and sisters, especially in Africa and Asia, who have been violently attacked in their churches for no good reason. And we have a Saviour who was subject to horrible violence. In a few quiet moments, let's stand with the whole people of New Zealand. Let's stand with the people of Christchurch in Canterbury. And especially we stand with the Muslim people who have been most callously and cruelly affected. We offer heartfelt solidarity and our prayers. We stand with you for religious freedom, for people of peace, and we stand with you against fear-mongering and against violence. A few moments of quiet.